across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's good to be back.
He's back.
Thank you for taking care of things while I was off crook.
My pleasure. It's the least I could do when I pass on the pox to you.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it was.
Some sort of pox.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm feeling better, so back in business.
Good to have you back.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's so boring in here by yourself.
Well, yeah.
Which you would have known last week, but I was like, this is boring. I've got no one to annoy.
Yeah, well, I know. There's that, definitely.
Yep.
And how are you this morning, Jess?
I'm good. I don't have whatever lurgy you lot had, so.
No pox.
We're sweet.
Fantastic.
That's good.
It's going to be a great show ahead, of course. As you just heard, Bull or No Bull. So plenty of those tickets up for grabs, which is excellent. Plus, a lot of money on the line.
Jeez. So much
Trivia
money.
Trivia check up to $600.
$600 is good.
That sure is. Next, though, we, of course, are catching up with Jess to go a little deeper on those local news stories. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And a few new ministers around our region, Jess.
Yeah, so as we know, Labor government was elected a couple of weeks ago, probably now. But we had lots of shadow ministers in the previous government when the coalition was in power. So we've been kind of wondering if those people who had shadow ministries might actually get a proper cabinet position in the new government. And they have. So Yasmin Catley out at Swansea, she's got the most senior position of them. She's the Minister for Police and Counter-Terrorism. Jodie Harrison out at Charlestown, she's the Minister for Women, Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and Seniors. Kate Washington's got a portfolio. Tim Crackenthorpe in Newcastle, he's the new Minister for the Hunter, and also Skills and TAFE and Tertiary Education. Jenny Aitchison out at Maitland, she's the Minister for Regional Transport and Roads. And it sounds like Lake Macquarie Independent MP Greg Piper might be the new Speaker of the House.
They are a lot of tasks
I was gonna
for
say,
one person.
Does that not seem like these people are a bit overstretched?
It's always how it is.
Interesting.
Yeah. I feel like it's a lot, but it's just how it is.
Yeah, okay, interesting stuff.
I reckon I could do some of those jobs.
Yeah?
I am me. I'll take the share the load.
Okay.
I'll do some of it.
We'll sort that out behind the scenes. There's a fun story after the show.
Be the Speaker.
I'll could you?
You reckon?
Yeah. Mr.
You reckon
Speaker?
You could control them?
Yeah, bloody oath. Oh, I could control. If there's anyone that can control some politicians, it's your girl.
This is true. Yep. This is true.
Know that.
Just know that. Yeah. Just, yeah, put that in your thought basket for a little while.
Okay.
Government. Switching gears a little bit, Jess, NRLW, there's been a few changes with some teams.
Yeah, so the contract signing window, if you will, opened last week, finally, after like months of negotiations. We were wondering if we were even going to have a bloody NRLW season because they were talking about money and all sorts of other things behind the scenes, like maternity leave and things like that for the ladies players. And a few things have changed. The salary cap has been increased, which is great, like an additional 650 grand compared to last season, which is wonderful. Unfortunately, the Knights have lost a couple so far that we've heard about. Romy Tightsall, she's...
I saw this. This is devastating.
Yeah, so she's off to the Broncos. We've got Bobby Law. That was announced last week that she's off to St. George. It's looking like, unfortunately, that Millie Boyle might be leaving us. She's been spotted in a Roosters jersey playing for, like, the Sydney Roosters feeder side, which is based on the Central Coast, a couple of weekends in a row now. So,
I don't want to lose Millie. Out. Adam Elliott lives here. What's she gonna? She gonna move away from her one true love?
She's a Novocastrian.
She can't.
Oh,
she's not allowed.
Are they just chasing the almighty dollar?
No,
you know? I don't know.
Well, they did seem quite settled when they both moved here. Millie did say on her Insta, she's like, "I love it here. Newcastle's the best." And then Adam Elliott moved here, and they were like, "This is the best."
Yeah, well, maybe she's just saying that for the cash.
Nah.
Oh well,
I don't know.
I have too much faith.
Not.
Anyway, she's worn the Roosters jersey now. That's only means only one thing, doesn't it?
I'll be mad.
Yeah, well.
She'll have to answer to me too. All these new members, all these new ministers, and Millie Boyle.
That's
I'm coming for you.
That's your portfolio.
Yep.
Let's check your traffic. No fair. And we move to a story from the legal profession now, which is not normally an area we move into, but this one's overseas, so we can probably talk about this sort of stuff.
Okay.
So this bloke by the name of Jonathan Jacob from the Netherlands is being sued by a big group of people because he's being accused of fathering over 550 children through sperm donation.
Oh, my God, I was going to say, that's a whole lot of women.
Well, yeah, it still is. But he's just done it by going to the local donor centre and doing what he did.
A mag.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the unusual thing about it. Obviously, it's too many, right?
That's a lot.
So the legal limit, or what you're supposed to do, is no more than 25 children if you're a regular donor, which already seems like a lot. Right?
25 is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of child support.
Well, yeah. So that's, I mean, so he's, yeah, in a lot of trouble because they're saying that's increasing the risk of incest. Because, obviously, he's donating at one centre. So they're probably the ladies who are, you know, accepting the donations all live in the same city or same area.
And then all the kids are going to be in similar schools and ages as well, right?
That's right. They're all the same age, all off to the same schools. You're actually causing a proper problem.
Is this not regulated? Do they not say, all right, you've had 25 visits, mate, turn around and go home?
So, well, here's the thing. He's sort of been, like, changing his name or, like, going under assumed identities and stuff like that, fake
names
and stuff.
So he knows that it's naughty and he's doing it anyway.
Correct.
Do you think that this is like some weird fetish that one might have?
That's the only thing I can think of, because why else would you do that?
You don't get paid for it, do you?
No, no. It's not about the money.
Maybe like the magazines that are in the room when he goes for a visit.
Do you not know there's sources of that sort of thing for free on the internet?
At home, in the comfort of your own home. And then you know what? You just dispose of the leftovers, if you know what I mean.
That's a good way of putting it. Here's the thing right now. He's moved overseas, right, to get away from it all. He's moved to Kenya.
So he's going to do it all over again.
And he's been contacting people online about his what he calls services, what's available.
This is weird.
Bad stuff, right?
Someone stop this man.
Well, that's what he said. They said he shows no signs of changing his behavior, the foundation has said. So if a Jonathan Jacob contacts you, avoid.
Suggest the snip.
Exactly. good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show if you're just joining us.
Welcome back to you.
Thank you very much. I hate being sick.
So do
annoying.
I. Do you know, I've only realised as I get older, I'm an emotional biatch when I'm sick. I just will cry at the drop of a hat.
Like that kind of emotion. Are you putting like certain TV shows on that set you off?
No, I will literally just be going about my life still trying to, you know, do daily chores and I'll just cry. Like, I'm sick of this. I'm over it. I just want to feel normal again. It's like, Marcus is like, I'm not sure what you want me to do about this, mate. You just got to rest. You'll feel better eventually. And I just sit there and cry. It's weird.
That's an awkward situation to be sitting
very
in.
Very awkward.
It'd be a fun couple of days at your house recently. up next, we are settling one of the great debates in this team, which is the superior Easter egg as we get close to Easter. You're waking up with the Novos. And last week on the show, one of the great debates in this studio. And introducing producer Stephen. Hello.
Good morning.
Time for you to set, I guess, the dogs off against each other.
The dogs.
With what's a superior. This is, of course, where you bring something to the table, and then Tyler and I have to battle it out, and then
you make the
final judgment.
Yeah, well, obviously, we're not here next Friday, because it's Good Friday. So this is our last chance to do a bit of an Easter-themed what's a superior. So I want to know, what is the superior Easter egg?
In general?
I reckon in general, like if you can name brand and type,
yeah,
like I reckon everything's up to play for you.
All right, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready as well.
Are you ready already? Okay, you can go first if you want.
You go
ladies.
First.
All right, I'm going to go first. By far, the superior Easter egg of all time has to be the M&M one full of M&Ms. That is, it's an unbelievable because, especially if you get the one where it's peanut M&M's, peanut M&M's, notoriously one of the great chocolates of all time, and you've got texture, because of course you've got the peanuts, and you've got the M&M crispy coating, and then the chocolate itself on the outside is M&M chocolate, so you know it's the good stuff. So therefore, it's the only choice when it comes to Easter. Don't play around and buy any other rubbish eggs.
So is it like a hollow egg with M&M's inside?
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, because it's the best.
So you're saying Nestle chocolate is better than Cadbury?
By far.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you sit down for a minute, because by far, the Cadbury mini eggs are by far the best. Any flavour.
Boring, round little...
You tell me that eating a square off a Cadbury block of chocolate is better than eating a Cadbury Easter egg? No.
Yes.
They've got way more sugar in them, so they're way better. And then when you get like a crunchy flavoured Easter egg, are you joking me? It's a solid egg. Don't sit there and tell me for 1 second that you enjoy eating a square off a Cadbury block over eating a little mini Cadbury Easter egg.
Any day of the week.
Tell you what's even better, a caramel one, because it's solid, rock solid inside. Tell you what's even better, a Turkish Delight. Now, this is controversial, but Turkish Delight Easter eggs are top tier. Closely followed by the crunchy, caramello, and caramel. Look at the options that you've got. They're endless.
I think you've lost the punters there with when she went Turkish Delight eggs.
I will target a superior group of listeners around Newcastle and the Hunter. But I'm telling you,
party of one.
The Cadbury
Tyler's
mini
calling.
Eggs are by far the best because the options are endless. And they are laced with something dangerous because you can never stop at one.
Okay. Now, you've heard the arguments, producer Stephen. Are you going for the Turkish Delight?
I didn't
marginalized
say Turkish
egg?
Delight. I said, in general, Cadbury mini eggs. They win by a landslide.
Or are you going the ultimate, the M&M's situation?
You shouldn't be hammering in this Turkish Delight, Creamo, because I'm actually a Turkish Delight fan.
Oh, yeah.
I might swing Tyler's way just for that one.
Woo! Congratulations, Tyler. You've won it for this week.
And I won last week.
Jeez, you are pretty good at this.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Winning.
I think I'm going to have to cancel this segment. It's not going well for me.
I think maybe I've realised I'm a little bit manipulative. I mean, it's working in my favour. I don't care.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing if you want to keep winning. And this, like last week on the show,
we are asking on 4967-4105, what childish thing does your partner do? Because Marcus, my partner, thinks that buying gibbets for my Crocs is the most childish thing that he's ever seen in his life.
Well, it is very childish. Like, especially, like, the little cute lolly ones. Like, what?
Yeah, they're cool.
11?
They're
like,
fashion.
Grow up. Nothing. Yeah, for kids. It's ridiculous.
Kelly has messaged through on Insta with the old, my partner pulls the old, pull my finger every time he needs to rip a fart. He finds it funny every time. That's childish.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's dumb.
To be fair. For me, I've got a couple that I do.
Yeah.
First one, you know, hand out the window when driving, like the old wave thing. Like, just feel in the air as you go along.
That is such a kid thing to do.
For some reason, I still enjoy it. And then the other thing, guilty pleasure, ice magic.
Oh, for goodness sake.
There's something about it's magic. How is it even happening? It's
yeah,
magic.
That's very true. If there is one thing that's going to try and keep you young, it's probably gibbets and ice magic. We're all over it here.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones.
We've got Katie in Cardiff. Hey, Katie.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, likewise to you, sis. Now tell us, what childish thing does your partner do?
No, I think Taylor Swift just said it best, and it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
What do you do?
What are you doing?
I'm the child. Look, we've got a child, and that's my little gateway into living my best life of all the things that I've missed out on. So, you know, puppy surprise that I always wanted and never got, I got those. And if anybody needs to leave, like, Mega Mania or anything, I'll go get the kids and go down the slide and jump on the jumping castle. And, yeah, no, it's a little life hack of... living out those missed memories.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
The life hack is having a kid?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good hack.
That's the loophole.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for your call.
This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is very simple. You just listen to the three things we give you, And then you've got to figure out what is the theme between them. Play yep. like investigator.
Yes,
right?
Easy.
Yeah. Now, the prize up for grabs today, we need two of you to call up on 4967-4105. What's the prize today, Tyler?
$100 worth of free fuel, baby.
Yes, that's awesome. You fill the tank with that, and then you got a little bit left over for a chalky ice cream if you're lucky.
Easter long weekend is approaching. If you are going on a holiday, we are going to fill the tank for you. So if you want to play three of a kind and win $100 worth of fuel, yeah, we need two callers on the phone right now. So let's do it.
4967-4105. If you want to win free petrol just by beating someone else at three of a kind, we'll do it next.
This is the Novo's three of a kind.
There we go. That's right. This is our competition where you just got to work out what the theme is between three things. If you're fastest at doing that and the best at it, you beat off the other person, then you win the prize today, $100 worth of petrol.
Right in time for the Easter long weekend. That's exactly what you want, isn't it?
A lot of people off on their journeys, on their road trips, sort of stuff. They need it, right?
Busy weekend on the roads too. Fuel prices, you already know it's going to go up come Thursday, arvo.
It's so true. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to fill up this morning.
You better.
Got to get ahead of it.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning, shall we?
We've got Leonie up first in Ellamore Vale. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Leonie?
Good.
That's Sounds very wet where you are.
Is it raining?
Yeah, I'm just actually on my way home from work.
Jeez. Oh, well, just stay safe is all we can say. I can only assume you're pulled over where it's safe and legal.
Indeed.
No, definitely pulled over.
Absolutely. Also, we've got Matt in Cardiff South. How are you? Matt, are you there?
Oh, dear. We have no Matt.
Shall we try another line?
We've got a backup here. Yeah, maybe we should give that one a go.
All right, let's try.
Hello.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I am here.
Fantastic. Oh, we've got you.
All right.
It's pouring rain. I'm on the road and it's torrential rain.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Take it real easy.
Indeed.
I am. Don't worry, I'm pulled over.
Good. Smart man. Shall we check everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Leonie first.
Leonie.
Your name is your buzzer. Well done. You nailed that. Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Solid. Good. Just Matt's good. No yes in front, that's a waste of time. All right, let's get into it. First one, you must identify the theme from these three things I'm about to give you. First one, Cobram, Macro, Red Island.
Three. Matt,
okay, hit us.
Is it fishing equipment?
It is not fishing equipment, unfortunately.
No,
it is... Olive oils. Okay, next one. We've got amethyst, red jasper, quartz.
Leonie.
Matt.
Leonie, hit us.
Crystals.
Crystals, indeed. That's
that
one point
correct.
To crystal.
Well done.
I mean, not crystal, Leonie.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I had a little malfunction in the brain there.
That's all good.
All right, next one. 1 point on the board for Leonie. Next one. Rump, scotch fillet, ribeye.
Leonie.
Ooh, Leonie, Matt. Hit us.
Types of steak.
That is correct. Well done. $100 worth of fuel, all yours. Simple as that. And you're, of course, going to be off on your Easter road trip with all that free petrol. That's all you need in life.
Indeed. Hey, Matt, can we get you back tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, no worries at all.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
We'll get you some free fuel. Next, Crevo, I went to the Spiegel tent on the weekend. I want to tell you all about it because it was so good.
I can't wait to hear about it. We'll do it in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Friday night, Crevo went along to the Spiegel tent, the opening night of their new production, The Party.
How good is that?
Oh, my God. It was so good. And I had no expectations. I'd never been to a Spiegel tent show before.
Yeah.
Especially here in Newcastle. Some friends of ours went last. Year. I think you said you went last year.
I've been in the past. It's so good.
And I'm
going to go later in the week.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's so good. Of course, we were giving tickets away on the show last week as well. So if you've got those tickets in your hot little hands, use them.
Yeah.
It is so fun. So yeah, my partner Marcus and I went in with no expectations. We had no idea what we were in for.
Yeah.
And we get there and there's like a full cocktail bar to start with.
Always nice.
Like, I'm getting an espresso martini in a glass, in a proper martini glass.
It's stylish, right?
Yeah, it's so good. And then we get in there and there's people that are clearly part of the crew walking around in, like, onesies, greeting you, seating you. They're all, like, engaging with the crowd. And then next thing, they're just ripping their clothes off. And there's all these, we're surrounded by these ridiculously good-looking people. I mean, like, ripped, jacked, contortionists, hot, strong men with nice buns, you know.
Like the man buns?
No, like bun buns.
Yeah, right.
Adult paraphernalia everywhere. Hilarious. So this is not safe for children.
No, of course not.
So with that came a lot of mum groups. Mum's gone wild.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we were specifically behind a group of women who had clearly left the kids at home with the hubby. And the commentary was so funny. This one woman, she had like, she spoke like a truckie. She was letting F-bombs out left, right, and center. And she was like, oh, he's got a nice chest, doesn't he? Oh, look at that. You can see, you know, you can see his wang through his pants, through his undies.
And
oh, my God, shush, please. But I also see what you're seeing. I get it.
And I've got eyes.
Yeah, I can see it. And then there was this, like, raunchy scene, right, where there's this really hot guy and this really hot girl, and they start kind of getting down to business right in front of us, but it's all the lights are dimmed, you can't really see what's going on. And one of these mums behind us just whips out her camera with the flash on and tries to start filming it.
You can't do that.
I was like, this man has got his appendage out, he is butt naked, you cannot film that, put your phone away. Anyway, everyone turned around and looked at her, so she took the hint, put the phone down.
Okay, righto. That sort of thing.
Sorry. It was all that. It was hilarious.
Sorry.
The music was amazing. There was a classical version of this. From the top, make it drop. That's a wet. Get a bucket. Can you imagine a classical version of this?
All with, like, orchestra.
Yeah. If there's a better way to play WAP, it's a classical version, you know?
How good.
Yeah, and like hilarious quotes. If you've seen Bridesmaids, there's a scene where she's very drunk on the plane.
Right.
And
right,
she's
right.
ready to party. And then they're throwing in all these movie quotes and they're playing. It was just so good.
Very clever, right?
Super clever. And just like there's a story that you follow, a storyline that you follow, and it's basically them at a house party.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going on Thursday. Looking forward to it.
So good. If you can manage to get yourself some wrangle, some friends, and get yourself some tickets, go. If you won tickets with us last week,
go.
Please go. It is the best. And of course, my partner Marcus, not really into the theatre, didn't really know what to expect. He's been telling all his mates.
Loves it.
And how we became good friends with the crew, so we're going to hang out with them. We're going to take them to the beach. Was the best.
What a fantastic night. There you go.
Yep.
Top tip from Tyler. Get amongst it. Spiegel tent. Still on. Still tickets available.
The best.
New FM.
All right, Crevo. After 7 o'clock, we want to give away $600.
That's right. It's very easy as well. Just answer one question
That's
correctly.
All it is.
No messing around. No quizzes. No this and that.
No hoops to jump through.
One question. You get that right, you got it.
Yep.
Simple as that.
So keep it locked on UFM. We'll be playing Trivia Check after 7 o'clock with $600 up for grabs.
I'm going to do a trial question on you right now.
Yeah, okay, go.
Which computer company uses an apple in their logo?
Apple.
Correct.
Wow.
If you were playing, you would have got $600.
That'd
That's
be nice.
That's how simple it
Can
is.
Can I have it?
No.
No.
It's not happening.
This is awkward. Now.
That's on the way after 7. What are you laughing at the weather?
What's a thunder shower?
Thunderstorm, but it's a small amount of rain. So you get the lightning and thunder, very, very frightening, and then you just have a small amount of rain, thunder shower.
Thunder shower.
New term. Anyway, get used to it. It's
okay.
Around.
Thanks.
We move now to just, I guess, west of Newcastle to South Korea for
yeah.
this next story, because a woman has finally received her driving license after failing her test 960 times.
Wouldn't you just give up after the 60th?
No. Obviously.
But you'll go an extra 900 goes?
Yeah, she is very persistent. She always wanted it, the license. She didn't really start driving or trying to get it until in her 60s, right? And then she said, you know what, I do really want my license, because this is her reason. She wanted to drive her grandkids to the zoo.
That's cute.
Which is nice.
Also, though, there is no way this woman should be allowed on the road.
Well, I mean, she's got
960 goes.
Yeah, but she finally got it. She finally passed. Her name, somewhat ironically, is Cha Sa-soon. she didn't get her license very soon.
No.
But she's got it now. And we were talking about this off the air before, and you're like, She shouldn't be allowed to have it.
Not a chance.
She shouldn't be allowed on the roads.
After 960 attempts and you're still failing, sis, there's a reason why they've failed you that many times. You're probably not going to fix whatever that needs fixing.
Well, on her 961st first go, she finally did it. And I'm, you know what? I think she should be allowed to take her grandkids to the zoo. She should be allowed to drive. If you've passed the test, you've followed the rules to the letter, you should be able to do it.
Yeah, but to the, like, disadvantage and, like, to everyone else on the road?
No, I think she's finally cracked it. She's finally good enough to drive.
Well, someone very wise once said to me, a broken clock is still correct twice a day. This woman...
You're saying she's fluked it.
She has totally fluked it, and I think whoever is going to be on the roads, the safety of everyone else around her could be at risk here.
Okay, this is the debate. You're saying she should be banned from the roads. I'm saying if you pass the test, you should be allowed to have the license.
The amount of times you could be tested should be capped at like 50. If you can't get it after 50 goes, the driving's just not for you, sis.
She's done it within the rules. Now we need to know what Newcastle thinks, because this is the debate. You and I could not figure this out between us. We've got on the line two tickets to Newcastle Knights versus the Warriors game on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, so that's a good game.
If you're looking for something to do and you want a couple of tickets to that for free, you just need to weigh in on this. Should this lady... be allowed to drive, yes or no,
if
basically.
This woman was in Newcastle, would you feel safe on the roads here in Newcastle?
She's passed the test. Team Crevo says yes, let her drive. Team Tyler says no, ban her forever.
It's a no from me.
4967-4105. Should she be allowed to drive, yes or no? Your Team Tyler or Team Crevo? We'll take your calls up next. New FM. And should this lady, Char Sassoon, be allowed to drive? She
explain why.
So she did 960 attempts at her driving test. On the 961st, she passed and was allowed to drive legally on the roads of South Korea.
I'd be interested to know why she failed. What got her the fail for nearly 1,000 times?
We're not going through them all because there's too many.
Oh, okay.
We don't have the time.
Okay.
And also I don't have the information. but this is what we were debating. You were like, she should never be allowed on the road.
No way. I have the worst road rage. I'm the biggest road rager in Newcastle. If this woman got in my way...
Yeah.
I'd be coming for her. I'd be on the horn. Move!
Down Industrial Drive there. And
sang it.
You'd be on the horn.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm saying, look, if she's passed the test is legit, she should be allowed to drive. You're like, it's too many times.
She's a hazard.
Get her off the road.
She is a hazard.
4967-4105 to get involved. Let's go to the phone. Should she be allowed to drive? What do Novocastrians think? Trish is up first.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good, Trish. Now, do you think that Char Sassoon should be allowed to drive, yes or no?
No.
Why is that?
Well, give it another 40 goes and it would have been up to 1,000.
See?
That's just ridiculous.
What does that have to do with the price of fish?
Yeah, but it's ridiculous.
I agree too,
you
Trish.
Know, 900 times and she's done stuff wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I know what you mean. She's a hazard.
Do you not believe in forgiving, Trish?
I do, but not when it comes to being on the road and people around you and stuff.
And maybe you forgive once or twice, but 960 times?
No. It's too many.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I agree with you, Trish. Let's go up next to Matt in Carrington. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Good. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Should this woman be allowed on the road after 960 attempts?
Definitely not.
And why so? What are your thoughts?
Well, she's failed so many times and passed once.
Yep.
Surely they should make her sit it again just to make sure it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. Like I said, a broken clock is even still correct twice a day. Yeah, this is right. A major fluke.
If you saw her around Carrington, what would your thoughts be? What would you do?
Oh, I'd be pulling over, getting out of the car.
Just to be safe?
Just to be safe, yeah.
It's a no. Okay.
Everyone would be looking out for their own safety if Char Soon, whatever her name is,
that's
is
correct.
On the road.
Yeah. Oh, well, 100% of callers on your side, so I think I've lost this one.
Yeah.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, $600, Tyler.
Oh, my God.
Get around it, right?
Yes. If you want to win $600 by answering one question, that's it. Call now on 4967-4105 because we want to give these biggies away before the Easter long weekend, don't we?
That is our goal. Now, of course, that's our trivia check. It's the only place you can win money by just answering one question correctly.
It's Newcastle's easiest game.
4967-4105. If you want to play trivia check, up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, we want to hand over $600 this morning, don't we, Creebo?
Oh, my God, just in time for the Easter long weekend.
Yep.
Everyone needs it. You take that money, you just put that in the account for the trip away.
Bulk chalky eggs.
Smooth things out, wouldn't it? Oof, a lot of people would be keen.
Indeed. Shall we meet our contestant?
Let's do it. Stepping up to the plate for $600. It's Stephanie in Highfields. How is it out there this morning?
Cool. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I love a fresh, crisp morning.
Stephanie loves it too. Signals by not answering.
Yep. Now, Stephanie, tell us, if you win $600, what are you doing with it?
Oh, probably going into the account.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Into the savings.
Yeah, not blowing it all in one go.
Save it for a rainy day.
No.
Oh, you sound smart. Oh,
indeed.
Well.
Well, let's hope that you are, Stephanie, because one question is all it takes to win this money. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
Who was the highest paid actress of 2019, according to Forbes?
Ooh, Kate Blanchett.
Was it?
Very close, but unfortunately it wasn't Kate Blanchett.
It was
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really?
Which I feel like are the same two women, right? They look the same. Oh, Stephanie, I'm so sorry.
Never mind. Better luck next time.
I mean, you can have another crack tomorrow because it is back with more money up for grabs now, Kribber, because that means jackpots.
$625.
Oh.
For a Wednesday. Amongst it. Trivia check back. Same time, same place tomorrow.
Your mum came to visit the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, my family were up on the weekend. Very exciting. It was my nephew's first birthday, so we had a little get-together up here.
That's a bit cute.
It was nice.
Yeah, and then you were saying that your mum was going to bring the dog, which is a bit of fun.
Our family dog, Charlie. Yeah, he's getting a bit old, so I like to be able to take advantage of all the extra time I get to spend with him whenever my family come up to visit us. So I'll always say to Donna, can you please bring the dog?
Now,
I care more for the dog than I do the rest of my family.
I heard about this, and I've been in touch with your mum before.
Yes.
Right at the start of the show, she got you surprise flowers behind the scenes.
And she coordinated that with you, didn't she?
That's right. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I can get into Donna's ear and try and get you to bring her to bring
the dog.
Exactly.
Because I was whinging last week because she said, no, Tyler, I've got too much on. Bringing the dog is just going to be too much. Which I was mad about because she promised.
Here's the thing. So what I thought I would do is get in touch with her, a couple of messages, see if I could sort out the dog as a nice surprise for you.
Yeah.
So here's how it went down. First message to her. Hi, Don. I thought I'll go familiar.
Nice.
Like, might be able to get into her a bit more.
Solid.
Hope you're well. Just a heads up. Tyler said that she'll be peed off if Mum doesn't bring the dog. FYI.
Yep, correct.
And then she didn't answer for ages. So I thought, I'll flick her another message.
You hit her with the double.
Don, you okay? Just checking in, you know? And she's then replied, OMG. Well, she's not going to be a happy camper, is she? No dog. Laughy face.
She's a... Never mind.
Laugh crying emoji as well.
Evil woman.
She's finding this hilarious.
Devil woman.
And then I've replied, oh, poor Tyler. She has it hard. And then she's replied quickly, she'll get over it. Laughing emoji. Laugh crying emoji. She is finding this hilarious.
Donna just doesn't seem to care about her own children, does she?
Nah. And then I thought, you know what? Like, maybe I can get you something else.
Yeah.
So I've replied to her, maybe you could get her another treat to make her feel better.
Thank you.
Maybe Ferrero Rocher ice cream, because we were talking about them on the show last
week.
Yeah,
the new ones. I did initially say I would like $1 million, but you didn't put that forward.
No, I thought that was a bit much.
I know, and what Donna would tell me where to go if I asked for a milli.
She replied, no bloody way, she can suck it up, Lil Sookie Lala.
That is so on brand for Donna. You know what? Do you know why I have there's some deep trauma that I need to work through as an adult? Because Donna would always say, suck it up, you little sucky lala.
And that's exactly what she's done. I've then replied, I was a bit shocked by this.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I can like tap into the fact you've been a bit crook. So yeah. I've replied back and said, don't forget, she's also had a bit of a runny nose this week, so it's really been extra hard on her.
Thank you.
And then she's replied with, oh, poor thing. Lucky you having to work with her every day. Laugh, crying emoji.
So she's just doubled down. She is the definition of a devil woman. Do you know what she saved in my phone as?
What?
Devil woman.
You're kidding.
She's living up to that name now, isn't she?
Well, I think we've just out what she's really like.
She's coming back up in a couple of weeks. She's bringing the dog. You know what?
If she doesn't, what would you do?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't come home for family Christmas, that's for sure.
Flipping.
But the other thing is, if she does bring the dog, I'm keeping it. She's not getting him back.
Oh, okay, well, that's on the record.
Yep, right. Now, I've got a bone to pick with Mother Nature.
Oh, no. What's happened?
I thought La Nina was over.
Oh, yeah, that. That's what I heard as well.
Was that not some of the biggest news to come into 2023? La Nina's over. El Nino's coming.
Yeah, when's it drying up? Not yet.
Well, apparently not.
Every
oh, my God.
Every time you put the washing out.
Yes,
she's
right.
Raining.
Stripped the bed on the weekend.
Yeah.
The bed sheets are still on there because it's been raining.
Yeah, God.
So now I've got to get them off, wash them, take them to
your
a laundromat
life's tough.
To dry. It is tough.
Yeah. People should, like, maybe give you a dryer or something as a gift.
I've got a dryer.
You
just
deserve,
don't like using it. You know, I love
issue.
The crisp sheets coming off the line.
Yeah, that
anyway,
is different.
Separate issue. But, yeah, if La Nina could kindly nick off.
Just for a week or two.
Oh, my God, it was pouring when we drove into the Sandgate Bunker this morning at 4 a.m.
It was heavy.
Bucketing.
Heavy rain.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah. Anyway, switching gears up next as we move into the zone of what did you get grounded for
as
a kid? Think of those stories, of course, prizes on offer and stuff. Chat more about that up next.
Crevo, on my scrolling on TikTok the other day, I came across one girl that goes by the name of Romy.
Okay.
She's a Nepo baby. You know the band Phoenix?
Yes.
It's the lead singer, Thomas Mars, his daughter.
Right.
She recently posted on TikTok saying that she'd been grounded.
Make a barbecue sauce pasta with me because I'm grounded. Because I tried to charter a helicopter from New York to Maryland on my dad's credit card.
If you missed that, she tried to charter a private jet from one city in America to another on her father's credit card. She then goes on to say that she just wanted to charter the private jet just so she could go to dinner.
How ridiculous.
Like, not a family emergency or anything like that. She just wanted to go to dinner with her friend, so she just thought she'd charter a private jet.
That's a grounding right there.
Totally.
Now, did you ever get grounded as a kid?
I got grounded as a kid a lot.
Really? What sort of things?
There was one time after dinner. I'm one of four, right? So yeah. All four of us kids are in the kitchen cleaning up. My brother was being a right old pest, just getting in my face, just being annoying. So I grabbed him by the head and just went to go shove his head out of my face. But I didn't realise how close we were to the oven, and I pushed his head down into the oven door handle, split his head open.
Oh, God.
Grounded for a week. My TV was taken off me. The TV cord was cut.
What?
The mobile phone was taken off me. It was like a Nokia 3310
back in the
day. Locked in my room.
Wow. Yeah. You know what, though? That deserves a grounding.
I was just trying to protect myself and ended up splitting my brother's head open. He deserved it.
4967-4105. What did you get grounded for as a kid? Because you always remember those moments.
What was the punishment as well, right?
That's right. The TV cord cut.
Yep.
That's extreme. 4967-4105. Best callers on air. A couple of tickets to Newcastle Knights versus the Warriors on Easter Sunday.
That's a good game. Good home game.
Awesome. Two tickets to that just for sharing your stories of what did you get grounded for, or indeed, what did you have to ground the kids for?
Yeah.
4967-4105. What has Newcastle grounded their kids for? We'll get your stories on the air next.
I'm asking on 4967-4105, what did you get grounded for and what was the punishment? All because this Nepo baby on TikTok said she got grounded because she wanted to try and charter a private jet from one city in America to another.
With her dad's credit card.
With her dad's credit
card. That'll get you in trouble. For my best mate in primary school, he and his friend ran away from school.
That's naughty.
And because we're in a rural area, right, they just hopped the fence and then they crossed into the next field and then they're gone. Like, gone.
Did they get grounded?
The whole village was out looking for them. It took them all day to find them. Eventually they found them, like, 2 kilometres away.
No.
Yeah, grounded for, like, a month.
So they should be.
My best mate, he did not enjoy that.
That's naughty. Matt has messaged us on our Insta at @thenovos_. My brother was mad I couldn't throw a cricket ball properly at 5 years old and decided to chuck it at full force. He was 8 years old, at my head. Ooh. Nailed me right in the middle of the forehead, made me cry. He got grounded for being a turd. I got grounded for crying.
No one wins in that situation.
Nope.
Let's go to the phones. Gabby, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Yourself?
Very good, thank you. Now, how did you get grounded? What did you get grounded for?
Oh, look, I was pretty tame, but my parents got grounded for some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Tell us the story.
Okay. So the one for my mum, she was living in an apartment with her parents, and she wanted to see what would happen if she threw the vacuum cleaner off the balcony.
What?
Yeah.
Did anyone get hurt?
Thankfully not. Like, it was a miracle that somehow, you know, it managed to fall 4 stories and not kill anyone.
And she got grounded, I assume.
Obviously.
Yeah, not only that, her parents were like, what do we do with her? So they were like, you need to kneel on the grater while you're grounded.
What?
That seems unreasonable and mildly concerning.
Oh, my God, kneeling on the grater. Now, that's some old school punishment, isn't it?
Very much so.
That is hectic. Taylor has also messaged us in on Instagram as well. I got grounded for eating the last of my mum's Tim Tams once when I was a kid, except I didn't eat them. She did, and she forgot. I got an apology 15 years later.
15 years later is too long.
That is such an on-brand thing for a mum to do, blaming the kids for eating the bickies.
Knowing they didn't.
You're grounded.
And then still grounding them.
This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
Yeah, of course, we want to send some lucky Novocastrians to the Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Tour, Crevo.
Oh, this is such a good event. If you love a rodeo, this is heaps better.
Yeah, for sure. This is going down at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, April 2022. We're playing Bull or No Bull, baby.
That's right. If you want to have a go at this, call the show now. 4967-4105. Very easy. Answer a question. Potentially, those tickets are yours.
What's the goss up next, Crevo? And there is behind-the-scenes drama going down on Yellowstone right now.
Huge. We'll get into it next now, though.
Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22.
Get your tickets now from Ticketek.
This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
Yeah, we want to send some lucky Novocastrians over to the PBR going down at Newcastle Entertainment Centre April 22. Sorry, I forgot how numbers worked then.
That's all right. You got there in the end. That's the main thing.
Yes, we have got one lucky caller on the phone right now. It is Jack in Tyres Hill. Hey, Jack.
G'day, hi.
Very good, mate. Are you a big rodeo fan?
Oh, I don't mind getting a bit wild at a rodeo.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
good.
You do.
Bloody oath. All right, well, it's simple. We ask you basically a true or false question. You got to tell us if it's bull or no bull. Are you ready for your question?
Oh, I'm ready as ever.
Now, this is fitting for you, Jack, because it's a question based around Tyres Hill. A Bunnings is being built on Industrial Drive at Tyres Hill. Is that bull or no bull?
Bull.
Correct, my man. You are off to go and see the PBR. Congratulations.
Bloody oath, cheers.
Bloody oath, mate, well done.
If anyone knows Tyres Hill and the surrounding areas, it's Jack.
Indeed.
Correct, well done, my friend.
We'll do it again, same place, same time tomorrow. If you want to go along to the PBR, after 8 o'clock, your chance to win more tickets right here on UFM.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is a cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
Sorry, I got excited there because there's behind-the-scenes drama going down on Yellowstone right now, Crevo. It's not as yee-haw as you think.
Okay, so, of course, everyone would think this is a big hit show. Everyone would be, you know, nice and harmonious because everyone's making lots of cash
and
out of this.
And it is the best TV show on tellies right now.
You're like,
are you across it?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
But I like the idea of it, and I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's basically, it follows this family as they run, like, the largest continuous cattle ranch in the United States, right? So they've got big money, big jobs. But here's the tea behind the scenes. In February this year, rumors started circulating that the creator, Taylor Sheridan, was planning to end the show after season 5, which we just finished watching, and ditching Kevin Costner.
Now, this is big because obviously Kevin Costner, that's a big draw card, right?
But he's also the lead. Like, the whole series is based on him. He is the patriarch, right?
I bet he'd be Spenno.
Oh, he'd be so Spenno. And they were going to end the whole Yellowstone and start, like, a new series with Matthew McConaughey to star as the lead patriarch of the Dutton family. Apparently, this was all because Kevin Costner is Spenno and he had heaps of
requirements,
issues.
Was it?
No, issues around his shooting schedule. Because he's such a busy man, he had to be on scene shooting at specific times, and that would cause, like, dramas around everyone else's schedules.
Jeez,
as well, right?
Big diva energy.
Pretty hectic.
BDE.
It is BDE. Yeah. But a pretty hectic move to get rid of Kevin Costner when the whole show revolves around his character, right?
See, you're a mad fan for this show.
Oh, my God. I'm a mad fan of Kevin Costner, too. The hottest bloke on earth.
If they pulled him out of it...
I'm done with Yellowstone.
You would not watch anymore?
I suppose, but Matthew McConaughey is not far behind Kevin Costner, though, is he?
Do you reckon he's got the BDE, the big diva energy?
Kevin Costner. Nah. He's just a regular guy.
Okay.
Just with a busy schedule.
Right, okay. You know? That's just your opinion.
Yeah, well, but then more tea, more drama. There was the whole cast of Yellowstone were expected to attend a panel at, like, a short film festival in California.
Right.
None of them showed up.
So there's, like, big strike vibes going on.
Yeah. Fans were demanding refunds. All these rumours were getting derailed by the execs being like, no, Kevy's still here. Everyone loves him. But if that was me and I was there, I would be demanding a refund. If I didn't get to see Kevin Costner in the flesh...
And you'd pay big cash for it, which it would not be cheap. It
wouldn't be cheap. So I wonder what's going on.
It's juicy.
And I mean, the Beth Dutton, the character of Beth Dutton in Yellowstone, she's a psychopath. I wonder if the actress that plays her is also a bit of a psychopath behind the scenes.
I reckon she's causing this.
Just me speculating. But if there's anything of Beth Dutton's character to go off,
that's what it is.
She's the scary one. But maybe you could be right. Kevin Costner could have the BDE.
That's what it could be all about. Anyway, we'll bring you more as this story unfolds because you are all across it.
In turn now, we don't know if we're going to get a season 5 part 2. They've not even started filming yet because of all this drama.
Jeez.
Oh, my God, I need to sit down.
Okay, luckily you already are. That was quick. And on Friday, Tyler, he said, you know what, Crevo? Get in the water.
Oh, did you go?
It was so warm.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's like the premium temperature at the moment.
The water temperature is beautiful, but then also the crisp, fresh air when you get out.
It was awesome.
Delightful, isn't it?
I went to the Merriweather bars because the surf was a bit crazy.
Yeah, the surf was pumping on the weekend, wasn't it?
You know it's crazy when you... Because I got there quite late, maybe 6:30, quarter to 7 even.
P.M.
And you know it's crazy when you see blokes over the age of 60 pulling up in their cars, getting their surfboards out.
Yeah.
Because someone's rang them up and said, Surf's on, just get in. It doesn't matter. It's nearly night time.
Yep.
And that's like, there was a couple of those guys like waxing up their boards, looking very excited about the whole situation.
7 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
Getting the last twilight surf in before daylight savings ends.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
How good.
And it was just awesome. And I know that now the water will cool down. I feel like I caught the peak swim.
I think you're right. Yeah. The water temp was beautiful on the weekend, but when I went yesterday, she was fresh and rough. I was scared for my life at Dixon Park yesterday. Yep.
Because you're still on your swim a day, right?
Haven't missed one.
Very good. Next, though, we're gonna flip your mood because it's time to annoy Tyler.
Yay.
This is where if you have some little things that, you know, annoy people with OCD, bring them to the table and we're going to annoy Tyler. It's as simple as
and
that.
And it's time for my favourite part of the week, annoy Tyler.
Yay.
This is where if you've got something that you do that, like, will annoy people that have OCD, you can call up the show and just let Tyler know about it so she knows it's out there in the universe.
Do you know what's annoying me the most at the moment?
What is it?
Someone here at our UFM studios at the Sandgate Bunker has mowed the lawns.
Yes.
They've not done the whippersnipping. So all the edges
are getting real long.
Are out of control, but the rest of the lawn is fine. Does my head in. If you're going to do a job, finish it.
Also, if your partner does something that annoys you, one of these little details, like something like that, won't finish the edges, you can call the show as well. Best callers on air today are winning themselves some Knights tickets.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to hook you up to another Knights home game going down Easter Sunday. We're taking on the Warriors. We're going to win. So if you want those tickets, yeah, call through with something that's going to annoy me.
So a couple I've noticed through the week, this one just yesterday.
Yeah.
So I had a leftover steak from the other night, made like extra one.
Yeah.
And I decided, oh, I'll make that into a little steak wrap.
Nice.
So, like, sliced it up into slices, gave them a little fry in the fry pan, bit of lettuce, bit of mayo, put it into the wrap and a bit of mustard. And without even thinking, I just went, oh, there's a real crunchy bit in the middle. And I just ate through the middle of the wrap.
No, you did not.
Had two small wraps. And I was like, I bet that'll annoy Tyler.
You bit into it.
In the middle. Yeah, because that's the crunchy bit that I wanted.
You start at the top and you finish at the end.
Okay, here's another one. Also, being off sick yesterday, a couple of Panadol.
Yeah.
I just grabbed.
No, you didn't.
I just popped two out the middle without even thinking about it. It doesn't even cross my mind. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, that's out of order. I bet that would annoy Tyler.
Yeah, it did. That's evil behaviour.
One final one. We've got at the shop those mixed chips, like, you know, the little packets?
Oh, yeah.
In a box.
For, like, snacks.
Yeah, exactly. Just want a snack.
Yeah.
Reached in, grabbed the salt and vinegar, right? And without even thinking, I opened it from the bottom.
Oh, no.
And it's upside down.
You're not allowed to do that. No.
And I was like, oh, I should have taken a photo. I bet that'll annoy Tyler. 4967-4105. If you've got one of these little things or your partner does one that annoys you,
yes,
give us a call.
If you're on my side, you can call up and sympathise with me as well.
You could win the Knights tickets. New
FM. Time for my favourite part of the week, Annoy Tyler, where we bring up OCD things that will get on Tyler's nerves just for our own entertainment.
Yeah, they get up my goat.
It does annoy you. We've just had a message through on Instagram. We'll start there from Dylan, who says, I eat the Kit Kat across the fingers.
No.
Drives the miso mad.
No, you don't. You've got to snap
man.
The finger off individually and then eat it.
There's nothing wrong with it. Same with the Scotch fingers. You eat them whatever way you want.
You don't.
Don't let society tell you what to do, or Tyler for that matter.
Yeah, me and society will come for you if you don't. You don't follow the rules.
I like the Kit Kat one. That's quite a good idea.
That's evil.
Let's go to the phones. Jason, how's Boolaroo this morning?
Yeah, it's pretty good. How's everything over there?
Oh, the bunker is never better. Now, let's hear it. What have you got for this week to annoy Tyler?
Well, usually when I put on my shoes, I only do the bow around my feet, and then I tuck the shoelaces into my heel.
Why do you do that? Because all I can imagine is that the shoelace is annoying you inside the shoe.
No, because they're too long to bother tying. They're, like, too long for the shoe, so I just tuck them in the side.
Oh, so you're not even tying the knots at all. You just tuck them in. Smart. Yeah. That's quicker.
No. No. I will not have that. Here's a hot tip for you, Jason. You can either trim your shoelaces, you can buy new ones, or you can just tie them up like a normal person. Here's a tip. Double knot.
I think we've annoyed Tyler, Jason. Congratulations. Well done.
That ain't good.
Easy as that. Now, look, well, of course, Jason gets a special Annoy Tyler prize.
Yes.
Which will hook you up behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's us done and dusted for another day.
Yeah, have a great Tuesday. Enjoy those thunder showers.
Yeah, which are about throughout the day. New word. I've never learnt it before.
They're dangerous.
The Bureau of Meteorology teaching us new stuff. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.